It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, September 24th, 2014. On this date in 1789, President George Washington signed the Judiciary Act, a landmark bill which created the federal court system. On that same day, Washington appointed the first members of the Supreme Court of the United States. There were only six justices in those days, including the New York aristocrat John Jay, who was the first Chief Justice of the United States. Congress has occasionally changed the size of the Supreme Court. Membership was decreased to five in 1801 and then bumped to seven 2 years later. In 1837, it grew to nine and to ten in 1863, but it was reduced to seven in 1866. In 1869, Congress set the court size at nine again, where it remains today. In all, 112 individuals have worn the robes as the nation's highest-ranking judges. The justices are appointed by the president and confirmed by the Senate, and they serve for life, although nearly half of them have retired or resigned. Five of the nation's Supreme Court justices have been from Kentucky, including one chief justice. The first was Thomas Todd, appointed by Thomas Jefferson in 1807. The second was Robert Trimble of Bourbon County, who was appointed by John Quincy Adams when Todd died in 1826. Trimble's appointment came largely through the influence of powerful Kentucky statesman Henry Clay. Justice Trimble died after only 2 years, and Kentucky would not have another seat on the nation's highest court for nearly half a century when President Hayes appointed John Marshall Harlan, a native of Boyle County, in 1877. Harlan would serve on the court for nearly 34 years. Called the Great Dissenter because he frequently disagreed with the majority, Harlan was strongly influenced by his staunch Presbyterian upbringing. He even taught a Sunday school class at a Washington church during his tenure on the court. Harlan died in 1911 and is buried in Washington's historic Rock Creek Cemetery. President Franklin Roosevelt appointed Stanley Forman Reed of Maysville to the court in 1938. Reed has the distinction of being the last justice to serve without holding a law degree. Reed was considered a moderate and often provided the critical fifth vote in split rulings. He authored more than 300 opinions, was an economic progressive, and generally supported racial desegregation, civil liberties, union rights, and economic regulation. On free speech, national security, and certain social issues, however, Reed was generally a conservative. The last Kentuckian to hold a seat on the Supreme Court was Fred M. Vinson of Louisa, who served in all three branches of the federal government. He was a congressman, Secretary of the Treasury for a year, and was then appointed Chief Justice by his longtime friend President Harry Truman. His portrait hangs in the chapter house of Phi Delta Theta fraternity at Center College, his alma mater. Affectionately known as Dead Fred, the portrait is often taken by fraternity members to ball games and other campus events. Vinson died suddenly of a heart attack in Washington in 1953. He is buried in his native Louisa, just up the hill behind the local Burger King. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 24th, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.